Welcome to the Highlands Council meeting of January 17th, 2019. Roll call.
Kurt Olsted.
Here.
Tracy Carluccio.
Here.
Tim Doherty.
Present.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis. Robert Holtaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Paul Richko.
Here.
Michael Sevetich.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Robert Walton.
Here.
So on the phone we have council members Bruce James and Mike Dressler, and also Lauren Russo from the GAU's office and Jennifer Moriarty from the AG's office, correct?
Correct.
The Open Public Meetings Act?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website.
Please join me in the pledge of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have the approval of the Highlands Council minutes from December 6, 2018. Need a motion and a second.
I'll move it.
Would anyone like to second that?
Second move.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Holtaway, seconded by Councilmember Walton. Any discussion? Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Olsted.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis. Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. For the chairman's report, I have two items. First of all, on December 7th, I attended the Jersey Water Works conference along with Lisa and Corey and Kelly from our staff. It was a very good conference. I took away from it that the infrastructure for our water here in New Jersey is in pretty bad shape, but it's not just New Jersey, it's all around the country, and the federal government has given a lot of money for infrastructure for transportation and energy, but not much for water, so we're hoping in the future that that's going to change. I spoke with Lisa, we've been discussing about how we can continue being part of the Jersey Water Works, and what we can do to be part of that team that is protecting the water of New Jersey. Second item today, I'd just like to announce that our February meeting is going to be canceled. We don't have anything on the agenda, and we don't think that there will be anything, so I just want to let everybody know that meeting will be canceled, and we'll be back again in March. Any members of the council have anything they'd like to share today? All right, seeing none, we're moving on to the executive director's report. Lisa Plevin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So under plan conformance update for our municipal and county outreach activities, I just wanted to give a quick overview. To date, we've held 27 outreach meetings with one additional one scheduled. Since the last council meeting, Highlands Council staff have met with Parsippany Troy Hills and attended two council meetings there, West Milford Township, Mine Hill, and we're scheduled to meet with officials from Stanhope Borough on January 29th. In terms of conformance petition status, I'm very pleased to announce that Parsippany Troy Hills voted at its recent Township Council meeting and passed a unanimous resolution to revise its master plan and develop regulations for plan conformance working with us. So Parsippany has the largest population in the Highlands region, so this is very good news in terms of our regional planning efforts. And in addition, another piece of good news is at its January 8th meeting, Franklin Borough Council in Sussex County also passed a resolution to revise its master plan and develop regulations for plan conformance. So that's another piece of good news on this. I wanted to spend a minute or two talking about our Environmental and Economic Sustainability Grant Program. You will recall that the Council has worked to develop an extension of our Plan Conformance Grant Program, which currently provides planning grants of up to $50,000 for projects related to implementation for any area of the Regional Master Plan. This new grant program will allow for municipalities and counties and associated organizations to proactively identify their needs rather than the reverse. The grants will still be supplied to municipalities and counties in the Highlands region for implementation of the RMP, and the same grant contracts and standards as the existing program will be utilized. The primary difference is that the grants will be offered through an open application process. Availability will remain strictly for municipalities and counties, but will allow for municipalities and county-focused entities to seek grant funding as sort of a pass-through grant, similar to how existing grantees use contracted planning and engineering professionals. So one sort of real-life example of this might be a municipal trails committee that would like to pursue development of trail plans. With this new approach, they would be able to go through their municipality to seek grant funds. The applicant would remain the municipality and the grantee, but they could work in conjunction with their municipality to accomplish a valid municipal goal. So council staff is in the process of rolling out a complete application package for this program, which you will recall was approved by the council in October as part of the FY19 budget. As with all of our grants, these awards will be reimbursement-based, require an approved scope of work before proceeding, and as FYI, there's a copy for your reference of the applicant packet in your meeting packets. This package is also available in our literature rack in the lobby, and details are being shared with municipal and county partners, as well as commissions, subcommittees, non-governmental organizations, who are often involved in helping prioritize regional master plan related projects. So that's it under this grant program, which again is called the Environmental and Economic Sustainability Grant Program. Under the area of municipally issued exemptions, since the last council meeting, we've been notified of the following exemptions. For Califon Borough, they issued one exemption number 5. Mahwah Township issued one exemption number 2 and one exemption number 5. Mount Olive Township issued 3 exemption number 4s. Washington Township issued 11 exemption number 5s. West Milford issued 1 exemption number 5. And under project review update, we have completed 2 WQMP amendment reviews, one in Bloomsbury in Hunterdon County, and one in Riverdale Borough in Morris County. We are currently reviewing one exemption number 9 in the preservation area, which is a DOT Route 23 bridge replacement project. The applicant is the New Jersey Department of Transportation, and it's a proposed replacement of the Route 23 bridge over the Pequannock River? No.
Pequannock.
Thank you, Pequannock River, in the borough of Kenilon and West Milford. The spelling looks odd. So we are currently reviewing this and awaiting additional information from the applicant. Under our Open Space Partnership Funding Program, the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee met on January 9th to discuss applications received in the Open Space Partnership Funding Program and to review available funding. Council will be receiving a full report on this at this meeting and will be considering 2 resolutions related to this. Under our TDR HDC update, since the prior report, 4 HDC allocation applications have been received. And under RMP amendment, procedures for Highlands Redevelopment Area designation, following council action at our December meeting, authorizing staff to conduct the 5+1 public hearings, council staff issued a public notice on December 12th, announcing the dates, times, locations of the hearings, and opening a public comment period. As of the date of this report, 10 comments were received at 4 public comment hearings, which were held January 8th in West Milford, January 14th at the DEP building in Trenton, January 15th in Clinton Township, and January 15th in at Sussex County Technical School in Sparta. Additionally, one written comment was received via email. And we're scheduled for two more public hearings, both on January 22nd here at the Highlands Council office, the first from 10 to 12, and the second from 4 to 6 p.m. The public comment period closes on February 11th. And finally, I wanted to share with the council that on January 7th, I sent a letter to the New Jersey Congressional Delegation, which I'm happy to share with anyone who would like a copy of that, urging them to support legislation that permanently reauthorizes and provides full funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which expired on September 30th, 2018. As you may know, the Land and Water Conservation Fund is a source of funding for a number of important environmental initiatives in New Jersey, including the Federal Highlands Conservation Act, through which New Jersey has received almost $14 million for preservation activities in the Highlands region, and the Highlands Council in particular has received $9.5 million of this funding. So this is obviously an important source of grant funding for our agency, and we felt it was important to let the congressional delegation know that. And then in conclusion, our next council meeting is scheduled for February 21st, 2019.
That's been canceled.
Oh. Never mind. Thank you.
But we remind you, you would show up and no one else
would. You know what?
You'll hear it anyway, right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your report. All right. Any questions for the executive director? No? Okay. Let's move on to the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee. We have two resolutions. Chairman Walt, would you like to report on this?
Excuse me, sure. I'd like a clarification as to which Washington Township got the exemption.
I do think we can answer that.
Yes, let me just look.
I hope so.
Morris County, you're talking about the 11 exemption number fives. It was Washington Township, Morris County.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so as the director mentioned, we had our meeting on July 9th to go over the current status of the Land Equity Committee. We had 15 applications for open space funding that were part of our grant application to the federal government that we received. So we decided to approve all 15 applications for funding. One of those applications will not be funded through the federal money, but through our remaining money from the PSE&G Settlement Fund. So in federal dollars.
Yeah, Michael Francis here.
I'm sorry.
Who?
Michael Francis.
Oh. Michael Francis is on the phone.
So our open space partners have committed $3.2 million to purchasing open space properties in the Highlands. We will be matching that through the federal grant and the PSEG money with $2.6 million. The projects are broken down into two resolutions. One is for 12 properties we'll be buying today, hopefully buying today. The 13th is one that has a recusal requirement from one of our members, and the other two are still waiting for some administrative and legal work to finish. But we expect to approve those shortly. So again, when the federal government made this grant program available, we had very little money of our own to match the grant that the federal government required. So we decided to pool all of these open space applications from municipalities, counties, and land trusts to serve as the matching part of that grant application. And the federal government gave us our grant, so here we are today to buy those projects. In your binder are the 15 projects. A lot of good detail and mapping on those projects. If you have any questions on specifics, I'm sure staff can answer them. But we're prepared to pass both resolutions today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the first resolution is approval of applications of the Highlands Open Space Partnership Funding Program. This is for the 12 parcels. This is a voting matter with public comment, but first we need somebody to move it and second.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Council Member Walton, seconded by Council Member Vizioli. Is there any comment by the council first?
Just a quick question.
Yeah, sure.
A brief description of the properties. How many total acres are they? Are they mainly wooded tracts? Are there some components of farmland with them?
They're all in Washington County, but we're in on page 2 and 3 of the notebook you received, there are a good summary of the projects. So we have one in Bethlehem Township, Hunterdon County, Franklin Township, Warren County has 6. There is one in Bedminster, one in West Milford, one that is in Hunterdon County that is in parts of Bethlehem, Glengarner, and Hampton, another one in Franklin Borough, another one in Bethlehem Township, Tewksbury Township, Mendham, and Tewksbury. It is 677 acres total, agriculture and forest lands. And if you look at the pretty pictures, you can figure out which ones are forested and which ones are farmland.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good question.
Any other comments from the council? All right, seeing none, we'll open this to the public. If anyone would like to make comments on this resolution. Ms. Post?
I don't have any comments. I have 2 questions. One is, how were these properties valued? By what process? With Highlands data, with appraisals, or some other process? I'd like to understand the detailed evaluation. And number 2, how many of these properties are owned by rich people with connections?
I know that, James, you described the appraisal process based in more detail.
We don't do the appraisals. The partner funder does the appraisals, and they're all required to use the follow the dual appraisal statute.
So they were done by appraisers. It was done with the appraisal process.
Yes.
And are those appraisals a matter of public record?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the bulk of the partners are public entities, either counties or towns. There are a handful of land trusts in there, but as they've submitted applications to us demonstrating the mode of assessment, that would be to make it a public record. So you could, Oprah, Highlands Council, and get all of those records if you wish.
Okay, wonderful. They would be in your records.
Correct.
Thank you.
As to who their friends are, I don't know.
Yes, my second question. Yes. Most of the money is going to rich people with connections, so I'm just curious whether that trend is continuing.
We hope not. Okay, anyone else from the public like to comment on this resolution? Mr. Schultz.
Yes, I would like all the money and that is used to purchase development credits to go to individuals, not land trusts, not, quote, nonprofits, unquote.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Seeing none, I'll close the public comment. And any further comments by the council? Seeing none, please.
Just a quick question. So I'm surprised by the amount of farmland.
So
it's significant.
Yeah, and so did the applicants indicate why they chose Highlands as opposed to farmland preservation?
I think, first, I don't know the exact answer to that question, but when we first started the open space program, we advertised it to all of our counties and to other municipalities that would be interested in it. Margaret went on the road, visited counties and told them about the opportunities. So I think that as counties were putting together their regular open space and farmland purchases, they had this in the back of their mind that we were a possible funding partner and then added us to the project. My guess is that these are not the number one or two priority for these counties, maybe third or fourth on the list. And if they were number one or two, they would have funded themselves with other partners. And so this is another opportunity for them to purchase property they might not otherwise be able to preserve.
There's good land. I mean, there's some land along 57 in Warren County. That's some of the best. So that's why I'm surprised to see it here and not before their CADB.
Can I suggest, since Drew is sort of our technical person on these applications, he might have a thought on that question?
Sure. Specifically, Kurt, with the farmland in Warren County, the CADB is fronting half of the funding. So we are the matching source of that. And much like Council Member Walton suggested, this really allows them to stretch their dollar more. I think that is an accurate description of why they would apply for us.
So they're with us instead of the SADC then?
For some of the properties, certainly, their choice of state funding is through our program, yes.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yeah, one note on this. There was one property, I don't recall which one, I'm sure someone will tell me, that met our criteria for funding but did not meet the federal criteria for funding. That property is being funded through our leftover PSE&G money. I don't remember which number that was.
Well, that's the separate resolution that's going to be considered when Rob excuses himself. So.
Okay. No further comments. Please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. All right, we have the second resolution, and this is for the one parcel. This is approval of application 2018-008 of the Highlands Open Space Partnership Funding Program, a voting matter with public comment. Do you want to just say, Chairman? Yes.
Before we start, I am the acting president of the Lamington Conservancy that is one of the partners in this piece of property. It's listed under NJCF, but we are working with them, so I'm going to recuse myself from the deliberation.
Okay. And Chairman Walton, you want to report on this?
Sure. So, again, same process as before, except this one did not meet the federal government criteria for the Highlands. For some reason, the New Jersey Highlands region delineation or map is different from the federal Highlands delineation or map. How you have two different map for the same geological natural formation is beyond me, but so it is. So we are using our own PSE&G money to purchase this property, not the federal matching fund grant program. Bob Holtaway had to recuse himself from this because of his involvement. He also recused himself during our deliberations as a committee, which was great fun because we could make fun of Bedminster to contradict us. So I move to approve.
And any other comments from the council before I open to the public?
Sorry.
Moved by Council Member Wolfe, second by Council Member Daugherty. And any comments from the public? Anyone would like to make comment on this resolution? Ms. Post?
I didn't understand exactly. This is not in the Highlands?
No. It's not in the federal Highlands.
It is in the New Jersey Highlands.
Correct. So in the New Jersey Highlands Act, they describe the boundaries of the Highlands Act. And it has lots of curves and natural borders, and then it has some straight lines and right angles. And this is squarely inside of the New Jersey Highlands. Now, it is not, for some reason, in the federal government Highlands. The federal government, when they passed their law delineating the Highlands region and specifying it for special treatment and subsequent grant funding, this parcel is not inside of that envelope. So when we go to apply for matching funds from the federal government, this property cannot be part of that program because it isn't inside the federal version of the Highlands region.
Hmm. I think the conclusion of all of that is that these lines have nothing to do with science. They're all political. We've been on that for a while.
Anyone else like to comment on this resolution? Seeing none, any other further comments from the council? None, please call.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Refuse.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Okay, now we have public comments. And anyone like to address the council at this time on the public comment? Yes.
My name is Kara Brown. I'm from Vernon. I live less than a quarter of a mile away from the dumping at Silver Spruce. I know I've contacted several of you about that issue. I don't know if everybody here is aware of what's going on in Silver Spruce, So for those of you who don't, I'll fill you in a little bit. It's a residential property that has become a repository for unknown contents of thousands of dump trucks. In 2008, this property was deemed exemptioned from the Highlands Act when they applied to begin construction on a cell tower. That project was dropped, and the cell tower was never constructed. However, activities at the site have not ceased. In 2014, the DEP came out to the site on a visit and cited the property owner for violating a solid waste or operating a solid waste facility without a permit. So construction debris, concrete, brick, asphalt were all noted at that site visit. The Sussex County Soil Conservation District also issued a stop work order in 2014. Nothing stopped, and it continues today. 10 to 30 dump trucks deliver 6 days a week to this property. Most recently, DEP Director McCabe made a site visit in early December and said this is not a DEP issue. It's a municipal issue. I disagree with that. The property is right in the Highlands Preservation Area. Not the planning area, the preservation area. And according to that, anything greater than a quarter of an acre of disturbance is considered a major Highlands development. In 2012, the site measured 0.1 acres. 2016, 0.7 acres. 2018, over an acre. Major Highlands development. I have 1,000 signatures here from residents of Vernon. We need your help. We need the DEP to step in and stop the dumping. If any of you want any more information, we have amazing photographs, we have drone images of what's going on. It doesn't stop. Before 6 in the morning, the first trucks roll in. They continue throughout the day until almost 8 p.m. Police can't stop it. Whenever the police sit on the road, the trucks stop. As soon as the police leave, the trucks start rolling in again. State police were there. As soon as they left, trucks came back. I ask you, research, look into this, and forward your concerns to the higher powers. We need your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? I suppose.
Deborah Post, Chester Township. I have asked for a small relaxation of the comment time limit today. I simply cannot convey a complete understanding of the municipal average in 3 minutes. I would also like to be able to answer your questions. I have passed out a packet. It includes a resolution in connection with the municipal average, which will be adopted at the State Agricultural Convention next month. The odds of it failing are nil. I ask that this council adopt a similar resolution. Such a resolution costs not one penny, requires no work of your staff, and does not conflict with a single goal or policy of the environmental lobby to my left, because it does not impact the environment. Please reference the yellow underlying in the statute in the package, please. Section 7031, little c, addresses the valuation of easements. Two appraisers are typically retained by the government, not by the landowner, to value the easement for the purpose of negotiations. I emphasize the word negotiations because the crafting of this statute clearly anticipates that the landowner and the county government will negotiate a mutually acceptable price. Time limitation does not allow me to walk you through the statute's specific process, but please do read it. The appraisals are just to be a cap on what can be paid, a maximum. See little h on the second page, please. Quote, no development easement shall be purchased at a price greater than the appraised value determined pursuant to Section C of this section or the municipal average, as the case may be. The concept of a cap is very important to the municipal average. Back to little c on the first page, please. The Highlands Act added an alternative to using two appraisals. The Highlands Act said that the municipal average can be used instead of two appraisals. It says if this council has established a TDR bank, then, quote, the municipal average of the value of the development potential of the property in ascending zone established by the bank may be the value used by the board in determining the value of the development easement. The Highlands Act says that we can use this council's data, this council's analysis of lost development potential in the Highlands region. Simply, we want that opportunity. Right now, the SAD simply says no, an arbitrary, capricious, and flat no. We have no recourse. Despite it being the clear intention of the Highlands Act drafters for us to look to this council's work, this council's data, the valuation of our loss. The municipal average, what is that municipal average? The municipal average is found in the appendix of your TDR technical report, and I've given a cut and paste there to help you understand what I'm talking about. It is just shorthand for lot value, the average lot value by town and by zoning. It's the build lot value. The statute calls it municipal average. Who knows why? It's a lot value. The number of lots of each property owner lost is found in your estimator database. The column heading on that database says lost DevOp, or lost development opportunity. It's the lost number of lots. Lost lots times the lot value is the development easement value. Bingo. What could be easier? It's transparent, it's fair, and it's equitable. We want to use this council's analysis. Why? Because 15 years after the Highlands Act, there are no bona fide development comparable sales in the Highlands region for appraisers to fairly appraise the loss. The depressed value of unbuildable Highlands land is being used by the appraisers, and that is just not rendering a fair and equitable easement value. We don't even care if the dual appraisal methodology is extended, because it is no longer producing a fair and honest value of our pre-Highlands development potential. We just want to use the municipal averages. Your municipal average is the bona fide lot values.
Just stop a second.
Yes.
I know that some of the council members in the last meeting before that were interested in this issue and interested in hearing this. I know Bob, you
sent this out. An email up, yeah.
And Tim, council member Daugherty. Does any council members have any issues with allowing her to continue past this time?
I think it's a bad idea. I'm sympathetic to her cause, but how do you say no to somebody else who wants to go on for 5 minutes?
I understand that.
I have two sentences left. It's okay.
All right. Let's just give it just a little bit more time.
You're sure.
We would not need to ask you for this resolution if the SADC was cooperative and reasonable. If staff advises that conversations are being had with the SADC, please know that these will lead nowhere constructive for us. The resolution is as much as anything as a gesture of support for just compensation to the harmed landowners, something most of you profess to endorse. May I answer your questions?
Everyone understands?
No. Municipal average is just that. It's an average over the entire municipality. But you will have landowners who are of the opinion that their land is more valuable, and then you're going to have cases where there's some very undesirable land. Is this going to generate a condition where we we may be overpaying for substandard land or underpaying somebody that has good quality land?
Well, I did say negotiable. I mean, it's only to be a cap. And that cap will alleviate the problems of the fact that the current appraisal process isn't getting you to a fair number anymore because there are no comps. Now, the municipal average does break down by zoning in each town, so that helps a little bit. And I agree with you that some land isn't, one side of town's not the same as the other.
Well, I mean, there's soil changes. I mean, you're dealing with farmland that you're buying. It's
But that issue was caught in your lost development ops because your GPS data takes out land that's not buildable. And I mean, I spent a lot of time looking at this data. I think your municipal averages are good, even on the high side. I don't think anyone's going to complain about them being too low. So from there, they act as a cap. And we can negotiate down to what's reasonable.
Debbie, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that information with us. Anybody have any comments on that? Okay, well, let's go on. Anyone else from the public like to speak at this point?
I'd like to comment on that. One of our main responsibilities here as a council is to look at just compensation for the landowners when there is a property loss. After her comments last month,
just speak into the microphone.
After her comments last month, I looked into this municipal average. I don't get it. Basically, I don't get it. I don't truly understand what it is. I would like to have the county staff do a report on municipal averaging compared to the dual appraisal method. It's mentioned in the Act. It's in use in Burlington County. I would like to know why aren't we allowing it to be used here? If the staff could put something together to help us, to simplify it, to help us understand what this is all about.
We certainly can do that. So it's my understanding that the State Agricultural Development Committee, this is sort of under their jurisdiction. And I think that's what the staff has shared with me and probably can share with you also, that information. Mm-hmm. Councilman,
I was going to suggest if we're getting to the point where we're risking discussing this as if we're on the agenda. And I think we've been warned many times by our attorney not to do that. So my suggestion is we cease discussion now, because nobody else knows that we're talking about this, come here and comment on it either. Have staff prepare something and have the Landowner Equity Committee meet, which is, I think, maybe the best fits this topic, meet between now and March and hear a briefing from staff about this topic, and then that committee can make a assessment as to whether we should recommend to the full council a resolution for passage or not.
Okay, any other comments about this?
I think that's a point well taken, Rob. There's enough, I'll call it smoke for lack of a better word, that we should have staff take a look at that, we'll call a meeting, and review it, and move forward from there. Either yes or no. And it's that simple, I believe.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public like to make any comments to the council?
Hey, Carl. I'm going to go back and address one of the public comments earlier.
Me too.
What comments from
the lady about Silver Spruce?
Oh, from Vernon. Okay, yeah. She's left.
She left?
I think she's in the...
I'd still like to make a comment about it.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment, too. About
okay, certainly can. Let's just see if she is... Is she still here? George, can you see if she's still here?
That's what I'm doing.
All right, and thank you for bringing that to our attention. The only thing I know about the Silver Springs community and that big dump up there is what I read in the newspapers.
Right.
And every time I read it, I'm so astounded and upset that we can allow this to go on after a stop work order has been given and nobody does anything about it. I think it's a Highlands issue. I think it's a New Jersey DEP issue. And I think we should somehow try to recommend to DEP that they stop this big dump and find this guy and put him in jail.
Chairman, yeah. Chairman, we have a past model for just this issue. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
When we had the dumping at the Fenimore, the Rockberry, you had a subcommittee of interested council members discuss the issue with members of the public, yeah. Staff looked at it, and we made some recommendations to what the DEP should do. I was against a similar route. Mr. Sevitz seems interested. Crazy seems interested. I'm way too busy. I'm not interested, but I'm sure Mr.
Sevitz
would be glad to be
involved.
You
do that with Roxbury. We can do that. Yep. Council Member Arlucci.
Thank you. I just wanted to say I hadn't heard about this before, but we have had experience with solid waste dumping within the Highlands that we've addressed. And this is a preservation area. And we don't know what's being brought in there. We don't know if it's generating pollution. But certainly if it sounds like it's a violation of the Solid Waste Management Act, if there has been a stop work order issued and nobody is enforcing it, it does seem like it rises the level of somebody else saying something about this. And we are in a position where we can look at the mapping. We can look at what's supposed to have happened there and hasn't happened there. And then perhaps bring some resolution to what seems to be an out-of-control situation. We all in our municipalities have probably dealt with a similar situation like this. And once the door is opened and the dumping begins, it's really hard to stop.
Okay, I think it would probably be a good idea to ask Lisa to contact the DEP, find out what's going on there, and to see if we can take some kind of action, whether it's a resolution or a suggestion or something to the DEP. We have done this in the past,
right.
And I think I remember Fenimore, I think we also sent a letter, there was something about, they were putting, thought of putting casinos up in the Ramapo River area. And I think you remember that we did take a stand on that, so let's see what we can do. I'm just amazed at what you said before about the police are there, and when they leave, then the trucks come in. I mean, how can a town...
The property owner escorts them in as well.
You have to understand that the Highlands Council is not an enforcement
right,
agency.
Right, I know that. It's like our environmental commission.
But we certainly have, in the past, sent letters to people with suggestions, to an agency with suggestions. We could look into doing that also.
You know, Mr. Chairman, if I might, your information that you gave us, where that footprint was 0.1 acre back when, and now it's just about an acre, that alone sends me a signal that something's up.
Mr. Chairman,
we have to,
I'm on the Sussex County Soil Conservation, I'm a supervisor, I'm on the board. We did file a stop work order requiring him to submit his application. He disturbed more than 5,000 square foot. He totally ignored the stop order. It's still in effect. I believe there's a sign on the property. It's been to court several times. It keeps being postponed for different reasons. The attorney has cancer treatment. I think there's another court case coming up soon. I'd just like to point out.
January 30th.
It is a major, it qualifies in every aspect for a Highlands major development. It's a pile of dirt now 70 to 80 feet high. It's actually blocking the sunset from some of the neighboring homes. It's a disgrace that this continues. It's a really sad situation. I've had the argument from some people that it's in the Highlands Preservation Area and the guy's using this property for the best possible use, which I can understand, but his total disregard of the law should be looked into. The DEP has been there, a congressman had been on the property, the DEP has been there for inspection. It's dismaying that nothing has happened, and the work order still stands, and I've seen the trucks going into the property.
So all council members agree that we should just direct our director and our legal counsel to look into this and give us a report and maybe a suggestion as well what we can do at this point with contacting the DEP or Vernon or whatever. But
if there's anything we can do, we have a grassroots organization that is coming together. We would be glad to provide you with drone footage and materials that we've collected over the last years and years.
It is in the Highlands Preservation Area.
Do you need your contact information?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I ask a question? Do you know when the next court case is?
January 30th. And that's iffy right now. It looks like it's going to be in Harveston.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council at this time?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I was Hank Clausbauer. I'm a farmer, and I own 150 acres in the preservation area, but not by choice, and I say that every time. But our executive director really gave me a lot of hope when you first started your talk there that you could got a hold of the legislators. Well, I was hoping that you'd send a letter down to either Mr. Smith or McCune and find out where that money was that they supposedly had earmarked for the farmers up here or the landowners in the Highlands. I'd love you to write them a letter and ask them where it is. I mean, this is your expertise. And apparently they use that to pass the Highlands Act because the legislators believe these politicians, as I say. But I wish you would write either Smith or McCune because they were the two sponsors of the Highlands Act. So, and ask them, where is the funding? I mean, we keep bringing this up and up and up and up, and we can find funding for everything except the landowners. And I appreciate the work that Bob's doing. He's helping some people out. I don't know who it is. And God bless him, I mean, because if you could do that, and I'd like a copy of the letter when you get it done, and just to see. I mean, it's ludicrous. And this body has the power to do something. So, thanks. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Mr. Schultz?
My name is David Shope, and I own a farm in the Highlands Preservation Area. It wasn't to begin with, but then they drew the lines, which included my property in the preservation area, Debbie Post property in the preservation, Hank Klump's property. It was in the planning area before. So the lines did move mysteriously. And I don't know what's going on in Vernon. So far, the best that all can enforcement can do is nothing. And maybe that's exactly what where it will end up, because maybe this guy is not violating any laws. I really don't know. And for you to assume that based on what you heard from one person, for you to assume that he is jumping to conclusions. When this act has taken people's property value to the ground, with not just the way they drew lines, but the way they assessed development potential, steep slopes, etc., and Schooley's Mountain. Those people that built 200 years ago in Schooley's Mountain could not do so today because they're on a steep slope. Those houses have been standing for 200 years. This is idiocy. And for somebody to say, my property's been devalued to essentially zip, and now is a good place to stock asphalt and broken concrete, maybe he's got something there. And if you persist in this policy of paying attention to stuff like this without even investigating it, maybe you're going to be looking at many other piles of broken concrete and asphalt. As people say, if this is all I can do with my property, I'm going to do it. You need to consider that this is a consequence, a natural consequence, I may add. When you persist in policies like this and support them and weep and wail and gnash your hands over something you really don't know anything about, investigate it first. You are an organ of the DEP. You are not from the DEP. DEP has looked at this property, and apparently it persists. Believe me, DEP can do something if it wants to. So far, it has not. I hope you like the looks of concrete.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Seeing none, any other comments from the council? Okay, seeing none, hit that. For that, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Council Member Boltaway, second by Council Member Doherty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?